more Australians are examining their illicit drugs before consuming them amid a wave of opioid-tainted substances. A report released today by the National Drug and Alcohol Research Centre found 2 in 5 users of illicit stimulants tested the content or purity of their substances in the past year. But the study also raises concerns cocaine and methamphetamine are increasingly being mixed with very strong opioids, unbeknownst to users. The report comes weeks after Queensland's LNP government outlawed pill testing services, and as New South Wales Labor government faces pressure to overhaul drug policy after a landmark summit. New South Wales Premier Chris Minns has previously said he's willing to wait and see what outcome emerges from a 12-month pill testing trial at major music festivals.
There's an essential contradiction to this change in policy. Drugs are illegal in the state, yet we've made a decision to allow for pill testing at major music festivals. The government's made a decision to live with the contradiction rather than risk someone dying as a result of having it in place.